home interior gutter and roofing. Okay.
Thank you so much. I'll take it from here, Ralph. Hey, how are we doing this afternoon, Matt?
We're doing good.
Excellent, excellent. Well, my name is Aubrey. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. Ralph wanted me to come on the line with you here to go over a few details about how we can really help your business here, get that first page placement, and really focus in on the niche market that you're looking at, right? Which, to my understanding, is gutters and roofing, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, in terms of the business itself, right, I usually like to pull up your Google profile, kind of take a look at where we can optimize, see where there's a bit of maybe weakness. And I'm not pulling up the Google profile here. Do you guys have a Google profile already, or am I missing something, perhaps?
Yep. Under Infinity Contracting Services in Crosby, Texas, there actually pops up two. One was not me, and somebody ended up remaining on their own side work off of my business, but we have one that has 15 reviews and a 4.6 star rating.
Okay. 15 reviews, 4.6 stars, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So is that the, correct me if I'm wrong on the address here. Is that the 5623 South Main Street?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I didn't realize how many Infinity Contracting Services existed out there. Okay.
There are quite a few.
Yeah, I didn't notice I was going to run into so many of them. Had to dig for your profile here, but we got it. So looking over your profile here, popping up into your analytics, you do have the reviews, right, and the standing here, but you're not ranking very high when it comes to, your placement. Do you have somebody who, optimizes or do you do your Google business profile yourself or?
I do my good business Google profile myself. We haven't really focused on it the last couple of years because we had more business than we really needed.
Okay. So that would explain the ranking. Okay. So what we're looking to do.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. Okay.
Get a out of that.
Okay, excellent. That's always not a bad way to go, and especially in terms of specific types of businesses, right? So what we want to do here is we want to augment that, right? We want to take your business profile and get that listed on the first page of Google, right? I'm sure you're familiar with that, the little map on the side there, and you have three or four businesses on the left. That's Google's first page. We're putting you in that mix. Okay. Now, the goal here is to bring you to that average return on investment, right, which is about 200% when it comes to local listing. We're looking to drive that organic calls to your business, right? Bring up that visibility. Really show why you have 4.6 stars and begin bringing in those high-intent clients, right? The way that we do this, it's really simple. We don't just throw you on Google, wipe our hands clean of you, and call it a day. We do a complete local optimization setup for you, top to bottom. We also include you in the top five directories. So not just Google, right? We do run a dedicated, smart targeted Facebook ad campaign. Very simple. Siri, AI, voice optimized. Someone types in on their stories. If somebody makes a timeline post on their story or somebody else's, if they make a timeline, if they even speak about any of your categories when it comes to roofing or gutters, they're going to get a smart targeted ad for your business on their Facebook feed, only in your area. They click it, they're on your website, right? We also create the content for Bing for you, for people who don't use Google. They're still able to book appointments and book that business through Bing, and we create your Apple Maps section. Now, we do create the content for Bing for you, and then we get the exposure that covers mobile devices. We do optimize up to 20 keywords for you, okay? Language targeting, location targeting, smart targeting for each and every keyword, okay? You have a team dedicated to keeping updates on the coding for your website as well. We don't have to make any changes. We're not going to ask for any, you know, master accesses or anything like that. But one of the things that counts towards 35 to 40% of your actual ranking is maintenance of your website, right? Which is just constant updating, right? It's not like you need to make any changes to pictures or photos or anything like that. It's just keeping it updated. Keeping on the constant optimization for your keywords. That's part of your ranking. And then we're going to keep that listing going for you. For your target location, is it safe to assume you take over the whole entire area? Like, are there specific zip codes you wouldn't want to be seen in?
We work in Houston. Well, it's easier to tell you the counties we work in.
Okay.
Harris County, Fort Bend County, Galveston County, Chambers County, San Jacinto County, Montgomery County. So basically Houston and every surrounding county around Houston.
Okay, perfect. So you guys have quite a wide radius. Let's see. It said Houston.
Good money in roofing. Okay. It's not hard to go travel to make money in roofing. So we go wherever the storm damage is in our area, and our area is widespread, so we always have a good storm to work with.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to want to extend that. Just real quick, would you extend as far as Dallas?
No.
No? Okay, that's a little too far. Okay.
That's a little too far. Just Houston and surrounding counties. So basically, Houston, Mont Bellevue, Cleveland, Conroe, Tomball, Katy, Texas, Sugar Land, Texas, Richmond, Rosenberg, Texas. Again, and even Brevard County. It's easier to go by county because we will go to those county areas. It's a pretty wide stretch place, for sure.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm seeing those individual counties now. Okay. We can make this work here. So we are going to set...
If you touch Houston, if you look at all surrounding counties from Houston, you'll find basically where we service at that point.
Absolutely. Okay. And there's a ton of counties gathered in your little area. Okay. New Caney, the Woodlands. Okay, perfect. So what would we be doing here? So we would be targeting specific locations, which, I mean, you gave this wide radius here, so we would make this your radius, right? But we want to put a number on it, because this is huge. I would say this is probably about 80 miles, maybe 100 miles.
Probably pretty close, yeah.
Okay, all right, perfect. And then, of course, we would be targeting towards peak hours of businesses as well. Everything here is month to month. Okay. You'd be set at a flat rate again of just that $299. One time setup fee of $99, right? So in the door is $398 and it's just $299 month to month. But with that, we're able to go ahead and get that listing for you. Now with your dashboard, which we do provide for you, this is where all of your bread and butter happens when it comes to your analytics. So not only can you track new phone calls and record new phone calls from clients, but this is where we're able to block spam calls off of your local listing, right? So people outside of your particular service area, virtual assistants, right, voice over IPs, things like that, we're going to block those off of your listing so you can focus on, you know, the work that matters, right, the calls that actually matter. In addition to that, you're able to see all of your keyword analytics. You can also see your competitors' keyword analytics and swap out any keywords that may not be bringing you very much traffic with ones that are bringing them some traffic, right? Running promotions, changing content, you can do all of this from your dashboard and with the assistance of your account management team. I'm sure this is a position you're looking to secure. Give it a shot. See how it works for you.
So let me ask you, what kind of level of commitment were you? I understood you said $400 to get started, $299 a month after that.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of commitment am I making? I mean, if I don't see any results in the first 30 days, can I cancel? Do you give me my money back if you don't get me results? There's a lot of little questions.
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to seeing your listing appear, right, it does take about 45 days for that first page ranking. However, in that time, what we're doing here within your first week, you already have your directory submissions, Bing Local, Apple Maps, all of that is done. Okay, that's all active and live. You're already receiving those organic calls coming in. By the end of your second week, around day 12, day 13, you're completely set for your optimization when it comes to your Facebook ad campaign. So those are already live. Those are already active. Those are already bringing in the calls. Then by day 45, you're seeing that first page ranking. After that, it's that continuous first page ranking. We're holding you there, and it's just continuous reporting and ongoing review. In terms of cancellation, there are no fees, right? We don't have any cancellation fees. We don't have any contracts, right? We're not here to nitpick fine print and things like that, right? All really straightforward, really simple. We ask that you stick with us for about 60 days so we can truly show you the results. But, within 30 days, if you happen to cancel, that's a full refund area for you. Yes, sir.
But let me ask you, say we get through it, we don't see the results in 90 days, do you turn off all the optimization that you've done, or is that still set in place for what we've already paid for?
Yeah, so if you were to leave Local Splash, yeah, we don't rip down your listing. We don't, you know, there's no way to force your listing back into the back pages or anything like that. Your Google Business Profile still fully in your control. Everything we've done is still there. You're just going to be, because we're not programming it anymore and maintaining that, you're just going to slowly over the next few months see your ranking slowly drop. You know what I mean? But it's not like, you know, it's gonna rip down your whole listing. We're not that kind of company. We're a Google partner. So what we want to do here is maintain partnerships long-term with small and medium businesses. Best way to do that is to maintain our practices under Google's requirements.
I do have another question for you. So there's
Absolutely.
Actually two Infinity Contracting Services, Shelley and Crosby. One of them is a fake business. Is there a way to get that down?
One of them is a, you said, it's a what? I'm sorry.
It's a fake.
You said
it's a fake business. Nobody, it was not us that created that. We're the only Infinity Contracting Services in Crosby. So when you type in Infinity
okay.
Contracting Services Crosby, you actually pull up two. There's one that has 4.6 rating, and then there's one that has hardly any rating.
Okay. Yeah, so that's actually part of the sweep I was talking about earlier, where we want to make sure there's no duplications, right? Whether it's name, address, phone number, or website. So that'll be one of the things we definitely look into. You said this is a fake business, right? And like nobody runs this, nobody's like there, it's just some random listing.
It's all my information, but I never created that secondary. I wouldn't have had a need to create a secondary. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. That makes it even easier. Yeah. So this would be actually listed as a duplication of your business. That's going to be one of the first things we handle before we even take any more steps, you know, getting your first page listing. We're going to get rid of that.
Okay.
Yeah. And actually, I am putting that in the notes here along with that Google profile.
They've got two reviews, one really good one really bad one. But I have a lot of customers that are like, well, which Infinity Contracting Services are you? And I'm like, well, it's really technically the same company. I said that somebody created a separate profile at one point for whatever reason. I think it was a way to make a dig at us with fake accounts, honestly.
Right, yeah. And just to be sure, someone with two reviews, 2100
yeah,
sweet
the
D.
One that's negative,
okay.
Yeah, the one that's negative, right. we don't even have a customer with that name in our system. So like, we've never even serviced that guy. I don't even know who he is. Now, the other one is actually
wow.
a customer of mine, but they put it on the wrong business when they put a review.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm looking at one of these reviews is talking about navigating insurance claim processes, and there's another one. Yeah, we're going to get rid of this. This is going to be considered a duplication of your business, and it's going to be gotten rid of by our team here. It shouldn't have let them even create this because it seems to have the same number as well.
Yeah, it has the same phone number. At one point, we were at that address, but my normal account showed that, and then we moved into a different location and further into Crosby. So I just know that I don't want that particular. I don't want two on there. That drives me nuts. So I'll give you a shot. Send me the paperwork. I'll pay it. We'll go ahead and knock it out. But I want to see. I got to see results, right? I want to see that I don't have a duplicate listing pretty quickly, and then I'll be a lot more believable of the process. I get about 10 of these phone calls a week, and I never give anybody a shot. But I'm willing to give y'all a shot if you can do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me go ahead and make a note of this here really quickly for the team, because I do want to make sure I have this Google profile link in here and everything for them, because that's, like I said, that's the first thing we're going to be doing is going in and erasing that duplication. And then we can create your security question, and we can go ahead and take those next steps here. Infinity Contracting Services, and that's 2213 FM 2100, Suite D. Phone number 713-870-7532, and the Google profile. Okay. All right. So the next step we want to do is make sure we have the business information that you want projected as correct as possible. Do you just leave it the same way that you have it currently listed? Infinity Contracting Services, no LLC at the end, anything like that?
No, it's a DBA off of our major LLC.
DBA, gotcha. Okay. And then that is
the
LLC, five.
But Infinity Contracting Services is a company of the LLC, so it's protected by the parent company essentially.
Gotcha. Okay. And that is the 5623 South Main Street, 77532. This 832 number, 832-980-7663, this is the number you want to maintain, or is that the 713 number?
We would like to list both. One of them rings my cell phone directly to my hip. The 713 number is my office number.
Okay. So for the preferred number, we put your cell phone. For the contact phone, you want that as your office, or vice versa?
As the office. Yeah. No.
Okay.
The preferred phone number would be my direct line first, and if they don't get anybody there, we'd like to make sure that they can call that office line. And I've got a voicemail on my voicemail that says if you weren't able to reach me, please reach out to the office, 713-870-7532.
Okay. Perfect. Let me go ahead and add the preferred. There's no extension or anything for the 832?
Nope. It's all direct cell phones. In the date, in the age we work in now, everything's on a cell phone or it's not real anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And then in terms of Crosby, are you in the Central time zone or Mountain Standard?
Central.
Central, okay. I know Texas has both time zones, and it gets a little confusing sometimes.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Parts of Texas. You got to be over there towards El Paso to kind of really cross that for the most part.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like halfway through Texas is where the median for Mountain and Central meet. Okay, you have to be way out there.
Yeah, you got to be pretty far. Everybody in Texas, for the most part, is on the same time zone. All the way around, to my knowledge, at least.
I mean, so far, the folks that I talk to in Texas, they're always in Central, but I got to make sure just in case.
No, you're better to do your due diligence, because if you don't, you're the one that makes the mistake then. So.
Exactly.
And you get judged off of that probably more than anybody, because I can tell you, most of these companies, I feel like were scammed. You're the first person that's actually got on the phone with me and with a true English-speaking accent that I can actually understand, which is why we don't normally give them the time of day.
Yeah, it's very I hear that a lot, too.
I don't
a
like
lot
to
of companies will call from, like,
overseas.
Canada and Yeah. I'm starting to hear a lot of those.
I mean,
a lot of people are turning away from.
I prefer to do business with people that I can go to their office, but y'all guys are in California, so I don't see me traveling to your office anytime soon. But I do that just because when people don't honor their commitment, I make sure they look at me in the face and tell me why they couldn't do it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I do the same thing, only not necessarily for, you know, business-related things, but, you know, it's just in my day-to-day life, I'm the same way.
It's always easy to say something over the phone, but it's, people act a lot different to you when you show up in person and they can see your face. That's my overall experience with most
people. It goes from being a keyboard warrior to having the person right there in front of you. You got to feel the energy now. All right. Perfect. What is a good email for the business? This is where I'll send over your initial invoice. Welcome to local splash email and all of that good stuff.
Matt, M-A-T-T, at icsroof.com.
Right, M-A-T-T, at icsroof.com.
That would be it.
All right, excellent. And then we have first name Matt, last name?
Basically just Infinity Contracting Services abbreviated with roof at the end of it. People didn't like our email address when it was Infinity Contracting Services. It was too long to type, and they would type it in wrong, and you'd bounce back.
Yeah, right. All right. And then now for your first name, is it Matthew or is it just Matt?
It's Matthew.
Okay. And that's with two T's, right? M-A-T-T-H-E-W?
Yeah, two T's.
All right, perfect. And last name?
Court, C-O-U-R-T.
C-A-U-R-T. You said C-O or C-A?
C-O-U. No,
C-O, like basketball court. Gotcha.
Yep.
All right, perfect. That update here. And then the next thing we want to do is create your security question, okay? With increased visibility, third-party calls from vendors not related to us are bound to happen. We create your security question, and we have you save our number in your contacts as Local Splash, so you know our calls are coming in from us, okay? Now, you have three to choose from here in terms of your question. You can use your first pet name. You can use the city you were born in, or you can use your mother's maiden name.
City I was born in.
City born. All right. And then the city name.
Denton, Texas. D-E-N-T-O-N.
All right. Perfect. All right. So this will always be lowercase, okay? If you happen to forget your password to your dashboard, if you have to put in your security question for any reason, it'll be Denton all lowercase for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Excellent. Excuse me. And then for the billing information, is that the address and everything is the same?
No, billing information is going to be tied to a different address.
Okay. Give me one moment here. I have to manually remove the address so we can place in the proper address just so everything is as accurate as possible. New address, different from business. Okay. First and last name on it, still the same, Matthew Court.
It's actually going to be under, I got one of my managing partner's cards on me today. It's under Danny Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Okay. R-U-S-S, you said R-U-S-S-E-L, right?
E-L-L, Russell, with two L's at the end of it.
E-L-L. And then the first name you said was Daniel or Danny?
Danny.
Okay. All right. And then the address for the billing?
The billing address is 641 Tony Tap Road, Cleveland, Texas.
77328.
Check. You said Tony Tap Road. So T-O-N-Y with a space, T-A-P?
Yep, that's it.
All
How
right.
much are you going to charge again so I can transfer that over?
Yep, initial investment,
$398. Perfect. I'm looking ready for you when you are ready.
All right, perfect. Address?
The address?
Yeah, the billing address.
Oh, I thought I just gave it to you, 641 Tony Top Road?
The Tony Top Road. I just needed, sorry about that, I just needed the first number. not the whole street name, sorry about
okay.
that.
I got you.
Not
no
right.
problem, thank you.
Tony Top, Crosby, is the zip code the same? Or is that different too?
That's 77328.
77328. All right. And it's a MasterCard, Visa, Amex?
It's going to be a MasterCard.
MasterCard. All right. And I'm ready with the number when you are.
Card number is 5172-7405-7737-7726.
Okay. Make sure I got that correct here. That's 5172-7405-7737-7726.
Yep.
All right. And the expiration?
Expiration is 07 of 28.
All right. 2028. All right. And the CV?
765.
765. So update that here. Now, before I process this, I do want to go through our voice verification for you. Just another added layer of protection and also outlines our service agreement between us and you. If I am speaking a little too fast because it's a typical disclosure, please feel free to stop me. I want to make sure the information's clear before we move forward, okay?
By all means, keep rocking and rolling.
All right. So welcome to Local Splashes Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Infinity Contracting Services.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Matthew Court, and I'm the owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And are you authorized or are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
All right. So to get a result as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? I'll provide you our 877 number in just a moment.
Yes, I do.
All right. So please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. That'll be 877. Absolutely.
Let me get to my contact so I can add the contact real quick.
Okay.
And you said it's Local Splash. And that's going to be a standard phone number, correct? Like an office line?
Yeah, so it's going to be our headquarters number. Yes, sir.
Okay, what's that phone number?
So that's 877-635-6225.
Okay, I've got you saved.
All right, perfect. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we provide your security question and our number for your contacts. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? That just means SEO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we don't really have any more marketing. I mean, again, we do some Facebook ads, but I know y'all guys market on Facebook for us at this point. So do y'all need our actual Facebook page? Like,
just the business page. Yeah, just the business page.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't need access to, like, your personal page or anything like that.
Yeah, it's going to be at ICS Roof if that comes up.
ICS. Let me get that in the notes here really quick before I go through the rest of the verification for you. And you said that was at ICS?
Roof, R-O-O-F. That's our Facebook page.
Okay.
So.
All right, perfect. Let me go ahead and copy that here. Okay, perfect. And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. So this may include things just like business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, which you don't have to worry about that part, and any other items recommended for GBP verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documents just hold the suspension and delay until we get those. Okay. Do you agree to submit these within 7 days?
I've got a copy of insurance to send to you, but there is no license in the state of Texas. So.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right. So no licensing. All right. And then
I got a copy of insurance I can send to you immediately.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So we'll actually have that for your client interview team,
okay.
Which you will set that on the calendar here in just a moment for you, okay? And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. That is August 28th, 2025, and the non-refundable amount of $398, okay? This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 28th of each month in the amount of $299. This is a recurring monthly payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's our 877 number. To speak with a live representative, to prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international, and we have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. I do. I would hope, though, that one of my other pretty simple requests is I do want to only deal with people that speak very good English. I don't want to deal with broken English people. That, in the most polite way to say that as possible.
Oh, trust me. I understand.
I can't talk to somebody on the phone that I can't understand, and I'm having to stop everything I'm doing to listen.
Oh, yeah. You have to really tune in. You can't see straight because you're trying to get your your ears in line. I've been there.
You know exactly
I get
what I'm saying. So.
All right. Perfect. But I have set your account management team to purely English, so you'll be okay there.
Can I also add another representative that could be responsible to make decisions just in case I'm unavailable?
Okay. It's like a preferred contact?
A secondary contact, just in case y'all call me and can't get me. It gives you an option to call somebody else to get that can make the decision that you're probably be asking for.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. And I can actually set that for you here in just a second. My goodness. Okay, just really quick, the last name for Danny, it has it re-put it as Courts for you. What was the last name for Danny?
His last name is Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Okay. Let me refresh this here really quick so the update sticks. Okay, there we go. There we go. Okay, so stand by for me here really quickly.
I do my investigation first.
All right. So you're going to receive 2 emails here in just a second. One is going to be your Welcome to Local Splash email. That'll have your dashboard username, which will just be the phone number. And it'll have a temporary password in there for you. I highly suggest changing your temporary password. I've been in the cases where people are like, nah, temporary password's okay. And then like a month later, they forgot what that password even was because they're trying to put in passwords they're used to.
Yeah, I'll change it to something immediately.
All right, perfect. And the next email will be your initial invoice. So this will be your terms and conditions. Let me make sure that actually sent out for you here. And then while that's sending out, let me actually go ahead and do the preferred contact for you so we can bust that out of the way here really quick.
Perfect. His name's Milton, M-I-L-T-O-N, last name Court, just like mine.
Okay. Milton, M-I-L-T-O-N, Court. There's no like particular email address for him or anything like that.
Yeah,
just the
ML.
Okay.
Yeah, his preferred email address is going to be ML at icsroof.com.
And this is ICS Roof without the S at the end.
Yeah, no roofs with an S. All of our emails are the letter ICSROOF.com. There is no S at the end of any of our emails.
All right, perfect. And then the preferred number for Milton?
Man, give me 1 second. I got to pull that out of my phone. That I do not find
right. Yeah, we're just going to do a straight deposit. His phone number is 832-557-6122.
Okay, perfect. No extension, anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. And his secondary contact. Okay, let me make sure we have them as the secondary. Milton Court, MLICSroof.com, and then 832-557-6122. Preferred method of contact, I imagine, is phone call for him as well?
He can go phone call or email. He actually pays attention to his phone, his email, a lot better than I do. I'm just going to be honest. I'm normally
okay,
on a roof with a beam, but he always... He watches that email a lot better than the average.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And let's set that for English as well. Let's set that in for you here. All right. Update successful for preferred and secondary contact here. And then let me make sure the initial invoice sent over for you, as well as your welcome to Local Splash. And then the very last thing we're going to want to do here is set your client interview. So this is about 45 minutes, about 30, 45 minutes. You're going to meet your Google team, your account manager, as well as your Meta team. They're going to go through all of the documentation with you, right? So receiving the insurance, going over things like that. They're going to make sure all of the information for like the duplications, county areas that I do have noted for them as well, are all taken care of, so content and quality control. And they're going to get you squared away for any more information that you're going to need following the onboarding, okay?
All righty.
And then let's see here. I do have positions open for today. Are you busy? Let's see here. Or rather, let me ask for it to make it a little easier. Do you think you'll be available at some point in the afternoon, late afternoon today? About 45 minutes?
When you say late afternoon, what time is that? My time.
Gotcha. So we're looking at, let's say, 5 o'clock p.m.?
Yeah, I should be able to make that work.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And that's going to be 2 hours ahead of California time.
It'll be 3 o'clock.
So 3 o'clock. Okay.
God, I just thought about that.
I can't stand time zones if you haven't noticed.
It's 10:36 there, man. You guys are lucky. My day's already been going for about 6 hours.
I've only been in for 3. We open the doors at 7.
I get my day started about 5:30 in the morning my time, so I'm always up early and going. It's a downside to running a business. Everybody always needs you at some point in time for something.
Right. 7663. Okay. And then let me make sure you get your invite email here.
So basically, all you need me to do is send a copy of my insurance, and that's it. We're good from there.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now,
okay.
they might ask for maybe some small additional details, but it's not going to be anything like, you know, pulling your cord out of your business and all that kind of stuff. It'll be small things.
I gotcha.
Photos of maybe equipment, you know, things like that. Perfect. Perfect. All right. So I'm sending over your invite now. Just go ahead and make sure that got over for you. Make sure the time looks good.
Okay, let's see. Locals flash. Also need pictures needed. Tools and equipment, work vehicles, and license plates. Business license, insurance, business card, business registration, invoice, workplace. Locals flash support. Here are your credentials for the deal. Invitation. Sorry, I had to go through all of them. Invitation, yes. 5 p.m. Accounts.google. It transferred me. Sorry, I've got the phone away from my head, but I talk to myself and I'm looking at myself sometimes.
Oh, trust me, I get it. I do the same thing.
Okay.
That's why I didn't even ask any questions. I was like, oh, he's talking to himself. I get it. I get it.
Okay, hold on. I just want me to do something stupid. Yes, I accept. Okay, I've got you in my calendar.
All right, perfect. And then for the initial invoice there, just when you get a chance, go ahead and open that one. It'll have your terms and conditions link. It'll just say, like, click here. I do want you to make sure everything looks good for you. Write down the name, right? Make sure everything looks good there. You'll see three check marks. Go ahead and check those boxes. Sign and date.
Oh, my initial
if you do it,
link. I see it.
If you do it on your phone, you'll have to turn it sideways to hit the submit button. Why it does that, I have no idea. But it'll allow you to submit once you turn your phone sideways, and it'll take you straight to your dashboard.
It's got my mobile phone number as the 713. I can change it, but...
Okay. And that's interesting, because it has your username. Your username will be the 832 number. That's a bit interesting. They have them swapped over like that.
I'm
glad you can know that for the team.
I okay, I did that and accepted that.
All right, perfect. Let me just go ahead and refresh your account here. Okay, yep, terms and conditions came over for me. So that's all good and squared away there. Let me just make sure I get the rest of your notes in for your account management team here. And then, did you have any questions for me regarding what's happening next year with your client interview team or anything like that while I still have you?
No, I mean, it sounds pretty straightforward as far as I can tell. I pay y'all, y'all get me results. I pay y'all, if y'all don't get me results, I can cancel. And you
absolutely.
So I think that's a win. I mean, all in all, I can't see that your Google business profile.
Don't worry about that part. Don't click on activation. Yeah, don't do anything like that. Your client interview team will go over exactly what all of that is.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Well, it's been excellent speaking with you today, Matt. Let me be the first to introduce you to the Local Splash family and welcome you in here. I can't wait to see the result, right? I may not be your main point of contact anymore, but I do like to, you know, send a quick email from time to time, see how you guys are doing, right? Keep up on how your ranking is going and things like that, okay? But welcome in.
Alrighty.
I can't wait to see your results.
Perfect. Well, yeah, I sure appreciate your time, and I'll look out for that phone call at 5 o'clock today.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you soon, Matt.
Thank you.
Okay.